you're right. Team Swan for you to buy beer on Sundays. God bless him.
First step in solving any problem is recognizing there is one.
Taking your calls from a 404 number. It's the Sully Show. Live on Talk Radio 640 WGST.
It's a great day in the radio industry, and it's a great day at Talk Radio 640 WGST. It's the Sully Show, live and local, every weekday between noon and 2. On Fridays, the first hour, from noon until 1, Peach Pundit on radio. Thanks so much to Charlie Harper, Chet Martin, John Richards. And great job by Charlie, too, filling in. Just kind of letting him take the controls. Run points. Good first half, too. 8 points, 3 assists, no turnovers. Good work by Charlie Harper. He is somebody who I really appreciate very much. His contributions to WGST throughout this year. Very grateful for those, and grateful for all the contributors of Peach Pundit on radio. It's, again, one of the pieces of content that we'd like to have available to you on WGST. I think there's some great insight from some of those great writers at peachpundit.com, and that's why we like to get them on. Another guy that we love to get on, and grateful for his work all throughout the year 2014 as well, is Rick Limpert. Covers technology on a national level. You can read his daily tech column on examiner.com. He is an Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. His handle on Twitter is Rick Roswell. And Rick, can't thank you enough for all of your work this year.
My pleasure, Sully. Thanks to you, and thanks to your listeners, because love interacting with your listeners, too, when they have a question about something we talked about. So it's always good to hear that feedback.
Absolutely. Well, it is first and goal, really, for the gift-giving season here, and folks might be running around or hopping online and thinking of some last-minute ideas of some things to get. Tell us a little bit about this pretty interesting app here, or it's actually a piece of material, too, called the Tile app.
Yeah, it's plastic-ish, a little plastic-ish piece of similar, maybe a size of about a matchbook, and it'll attach to anything you want to attach to, keys, or you can put it in a backpack, and it's for $25, it attaches to it, tethers with an app, and it will track where your belongings are that are attached to this, so you'll always know where your keys are if you left them somewhere. You can put one of these in a wallet or purse, and it's just added extra security with technology now that's available, and Tile, it's at thetileapp.com, is a pretty good one.
Well, it really is nice that the NSA lets a little bit of their technological secrets out into the general public. I'm sure we can put it to good use.
Yeah, this is a little spy James Bond-ish, isn't it? I mean, but it's I love the price point, $25. It's not out of price itself out of the market, and it's an app that can track up to 8 different of those tiles, so you can put one on all your valuable belongings.
I mean, I could really see a probation officer maybe just dropping this into the pocket of one of their clients and tracking them to make sure that they're doing what they're supposed to do. It's pretty interesting. Works on iOS and Android as well. So check it out at thetileapp.com. That's thetileapp.com. This is another little cool thing. If you're a picture taker, here, tell us about the Polaroid Cube.
Yeah, brand new from Polaroid. This is their little tiny HD action camera that will just about go anywhere, attached to anything. There's different mounts and things they have for it, but you can carry it around, and it will take HD video or take JPEG, and it stores them on a little micro SD card that's in it, and then you can just pop it into your computer, download it, and you can get video that you never would have been able to get before. I envision strapping this on my dog's collar, Sully, and I want to see what the dog actually sees. This is it's about 1 inch around, 1 square inch. So it'll fit the palm of your hand just about anywhere.
Yeah, the little clip that I'm looking at is a picture of it resting on the top of a golf club, of a putter, as it would be photographing the golf ball. And obviously there's a lot of uses in sports for that. But I was thinking, too, like maybe for these renegade militant cyclists out there, they could get one on their helmet and turn it around backwards to perhaps capture some of the reactions of people who are upset about them bicycling on the street, right?
That would be great. And I can think of a lot of uses for this. And you can strap it onto like a baseball hat or a football helmet, and you can get a little casing for it, so you can actually bring it underwater as well.
Talking with Rick Limpert, he joins us each week at this time, just after 1 o'clock on Fridays, to talk a little technology, sometimes the merger of sports and technology. One of the areas of expertise, certainly for Rick, who you can follow on Twitter. His handle there is Rick Roswell. And more merging of sports and technology here with this fitness tracker and fitness coach called Move.
Yeah, Move, M-O-O-V. We've talked about other fitness devices, fitness bands that just give you information. This one's a little different. It wears like a smartwatch or a watch, and it will give you the same information these other ones will, but it also has a voice component to this one, and it will tell you if you're not doing your exercises correctly or you're not moving fast enough. So there is a coach element built in to this smartwatch, but it will also tell you if you're doing things correctly. So you get instant feedback through a Siri voice type interface that's in the Move.
So it's almost kind of like having a boss or a spouse right there at your fingertips, right?
Are you speaking from experience? So I like to think of it more as a personal trainer that would be, you know, directing you to do the exercises or toward counting or telling you what you're doing wrong. This little device will tell you that.
Always good to talk with Rick Limper here on 640 WGST about Move. Talk a little bit about some of these M5 power cases. Am I saying that right, M5?
Yeah, well, these are Apple certified. It's a company called Esorun. ESORUN.com, a Chinese manufacturer that's trying to break into the United States here, and they sell products that nobody else sells here in the States. So little bendy cords, key cables for a quick charge on your phone, and then the iStand 6 is their newest product. It's a stand, a case, and a charger all in one for your iPhone 6, and the price points are very good. They just make a variety of products in different colors, and they're very modern looking, very innovative. I've never seen some of these products by the millions of accessory manufacturers here in the States. This Chinese company is really doing some neat stuff.
Are you still holding on, Rick, to your iPhone 6 Plus?
No, I had that for one weekend, Sully, and I had to give it back. So you saw it for one of the days that I had it. No, I don't use an iPhone. My wife does, and other people I know do. But I like that iPhone 6 Plus. That was nice to have that for a couple days.
He is always clad in cargo shorts, so he can keep all of his devices in those very deep and numerous pockets. His name is Rick Limper, another hallmark of his, wearing those Crocs. Doesn't matter whether it's June or January. Good work as always, my man. Follow Rick on Twitter. His handle is Rick Roswell. Visit his website. It's ricklimpert.info. Rick, these have really been a lot of fun in 2014. I really look forward to continuing this relationship into 2015. And thank you again for all your hard work and contributions to WGST this year, my friend.
Thanks, Sully. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year's. You know me too well. So big stuff coming in 2015.
Absolutely, my brother. Good to speak to you. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas. Rick Limpert, 640 WGST. I wish I could pull off Crocs and cargo. The reality is there's really nothing that I can pull off. I mean, sometimes I have a hard time doing this. 640 WGST, Sully Show, Adam Kirk in studio next.